Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need, but there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much. Staying with me today, Bill Jensen is our guest and our new friend. Bill is the author of Simplicity and Work 2.0. He's the president and CEO of the Jensen Group, which is an organization that works hard to help individuals and organizations put their best foot forward when they go to work. He's the author of the new book, The Simplicity Survival Handbook. Bill Jensen, welcome to the show.
Jim, thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Same to you.
Bill, I got some good news and some bad news.
Okay, I'm ready.
The good news is I've read your book.
And the bad news is?
Well, you've helped me simplify. You've helped me with the simplicity thing. I've done such a good job because of your book that I've learned now how to interview people instead of in approximately 30 minutes, how to do it in a minute and a half.
Okay, so we're going to be short today.
You're going to be gone in about a minute, so...
Nice guy.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, good news and bad news.
Oh, jeez. Okay, I'll be fast.
Well, that'll teach you to write a book that helps people simplify their lives. Seriously, this is an area that, I'm amazed that we were able to do this in a couple hundred pages. Let's see how many we got here, 300 or so, I guess, pages. But because right now, Bill, our lives are very complicated. We've got so many choices. We've got so many distractions. We've got so much communication. We've got so much electronics and technology, and we're you know, all this productivity that we're cranking out in the United States, especially all this increased productivity, really globally, not just in the United States, that we're cranking out. There is a price to pay for that, isn't there?
Absolutely, and. The price is that more and more people want our attention and want our time. So in the back of the book, there's a few pages that I simplify everything down to a few pages that can be torn out of the book. And there's one page with a huge number on it, and that's the number 1440, which I think is the most important number in business that nobody is talking about. And that's the number of minutes in a day.
Yeah,
and the very fact that everybody wants more of your time, and it's finite. You can't change it. There's only 1,440.
That's right.
So what I try and help people understand is that simplicity is not just about keeping it simple, stupid, or dumbing things down, or being shorter. It's ensuring that you get the best use out of your time and that other people use your time more effectively.
Yeah, we've got to be better guardians of that 1,440 minutes. There's no question about it. And, you know, something I've been saying in my audience, is they're rolling their eyes now because they know what I'm about to say, Bill. and that is that people, more and more, I'm seeing people regarding their time much greater than they do their money.
Absolutely. And, you know, money you can lose and make.
Yeah.
Time, you know, God doesn't give you 1,440. You know,
yeah.
God, you can't put, you know, a minute into a deposit and get mm-hmm. 1,441 tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So absolutely. I think really, Jim, what our topic of this morning is, whether it's a minute and a half or a half hour, is on your website, you talk about giving entrepreneurs the ability to strengthen their tenacity and motivate mm-hmm. them to be courageous. Really, I mean, we can talk about emails and voicemails and meetings and a whole bunch of tactics, but really what we're talking about is having the courage to be more proactive in how your time gets managed and say no to a lot of things.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I've really had to do that in my own life in the last few years. I've had to learn how to say no, and it's, you know, I'm a nice guy. I'm really a swell guy, Bill. I want everybody to be happy. I want to, oh, sure, you need some help with that? Let me help you with that. is you, oh, your tire needs changing? Sure, I'll do that for you, no problem. You know, that's, I mean, sure, it's a lot of people have that attitude, but we've got to finally come down this and say, you know what, this is the only life I have. This is the only minute I have, and if I share it with somebody, I need to make sure that it's, you know, that I've done it myself and that they haven't taken it from me.
Now, I know a lot of your listeners, most entrepreneurs, especially because of the entrepreneurial spirit, I'm one of them, I own a small mm-hmm. business, they've made that commitment to themselves on the big stuff, but then it comes to the meetings. You know, we sit in so many meetings that we let people waste our time. We listen to too many voicemails or take too many calls.
Email. Hang on to that thought, Bill. When we come back, folks, we're going to get Bill to take us down out of the macro orbit and put us into the micro orbit of all this and see if he can help us sort through some of this stuff. Right after these messages, 20 Tail, stay with us. We're back at 17 Tail. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Bill Jensen. Bill is the author of the new book, The Simplicity Survival Handbook. 32 ways to do less and accomplish more. Bill, tell us where it's available, please.
In bookstores all around, plus Amazon.com.
All right. And the last name is Jensen, two E's and a J on the front. Bill, you mentioned the big things that we learn to say no to. I call that the macro orbit. And that's where, you know what, I just don't have time this year to be on that board. Or I can't take on this major project or whatever. I just don't have time. Or maybe you even fire a customer who just took up too much time last year and didn't perform on their end like they should have. So those are kind of the macro things. But those are like hunting elephants. We can see those. They're way out there above the grass. We can pick those up. It's those little annoying little ones that eat us alive, aren't they?
Exactly. And what I found, the source of this whole book is I've been researching the biggest sources of work complexity for over a decade.
Mm-hmm.
And they come down to how we communicate with each other, both incoming communication, emails, voicemails, people who are asking us into their meetings, and outgoing, when we call people, when we write to people, when we have them in our meetings. So I truly focus on communication as the way to simplify everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, how do we do that? Let's find one of those examples. And you want to start with email? That's a pretty good one.
That would be great. We can talk about both incoming and outgoing. Outgoing. Incoming. I can guarantee you within a few steps you can delete 75% of your emails and never suffer a consequence, ever.
So you come up with a better spam blocker, is that what you're saying?
Well, first spam is, unless your listeners are really in love with all the Viagra stuff, yes, definitely get spam. But on top of that, then there are those people who the spam you want them to come through. But then should I pay attention to this person today or not?
Mm-hmm.
And what I want you to do is look at the subject line. And both the subject of the email and the sender, the person who's mm-hmm. sending it to you, has to rock your world and has to say to you immediately within five words or so in that subject line, geez, I have to pay attention to this today. If it does not, I want you to hit delete. Now, your listeners may get scared. I'll walk you through this. But both the subject and the sender have to say to me, I have to pay attention to this. And most of us feel guilty. Oh, you know, Jim, he's my buddy. I love him, so I got to open this. You don't, because the Jims of the world send us an awful lot of stuff we don't have to pay attention to. If you delete that before ever opening it, 50% of your emails will automatically go away. And then with the remaining 50%, if you open it, you should skim it for about 3 seconds, no more. You should see an action and a deadline. And if you don't see both, do this by such and such date, or can you do this by such and such date, and the deadline, the date, you should delete it.
Well, Bill, that's pretty severe. So let me see if I got this straight. If I sent you an email And I didn't do a very good job of, and you know my name, but I didn't do a very good job of writing my subject line. Then you're going to just delete that probably?
Yep.
The email that I send you?
Yep.
Okay, forevermore. I mean, it's gone, it's trashed, it's out in spam heaven or something. I mean, in
email heaven.
Want to
know why I'm telling your listeners this? Because my research has shown the average person who isn't disciplined about being very focused will send you the same things up to 5 to 7 times.
Yeah.
So you're going to get that same message. You're going to get another shot at it twice, 3 times, 4 times, maybe 5 times.
All right.
Now, this may scare some people.
It is a little
scary, but I want you to do,
what
I want you to do, if it scares you too much, if I'm being too severe, is instead of put this in a trash folder, put it in a hold folder.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, if you come back to it 30 days from now, that hold folder, about 90% of those emails that you were scared about deleting, you should have anyway.
Well, here's what I've tried to do, Bill, sort of and I'll see what you think about this, and it's helped me a little bit, is to I've been trying to give each email that I, in other words, if you send me one, but I'm not sure that it's critical, you know, I may not give it. If I'm not expecting it, and if it's not something I know that I'm going to work with, you know, then I'll just leave it on in my inbox for now. But if it's something I think I'm going to work with, I will give it a priority code.
And that's doable within the system I'm talking about. What I'm saying is the stuff that you're leaving in your inbox, trash it.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to know why this is so important, Jim? The average amount of non-scientific business-related information is doubling every 3 years, every 1,100 days.
I believe that.
Which means you have to get twice as good every 3 years at listening and filtering and prioritizing, and basically you're creating more crap for yourself the more you keep in your inbox.
Well, in some assignments, like mine, for example, I actually have to have help managing my inbox, my email inbox.
Most of us do.
I actually have to have help with that. So I don't know. That's an interesting approach. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to get Bill Jensen to tell us some other things. We're going to leave email and talk about some other areas that we can use to simplify our lives. The book, by the way, is called The Simplicity Survival Handbook by Bill Jensen. 32 ways to do less and accomplish more. Stay with us, Tintel. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here's a quote, ladies and gentlemen, from a guy that maybe you've heard of. As you simplify your life, the laws of the universe will be simpler. Solitude will not be solitude. Poverty will not be poverty, nor weakness, weakness. That was a guy named Henry David Thoreau. Perhaps you heard of him. I know you have, Bill Jensen.
Absolutely.
And he's the simplicity god, isn't he?
Absolutely.
He's the guy. Bill, before we go any further, I'd like for you to give us your website, please.
www.simplerwork.com. SimplerWork.com.
Okay. Tell us what we'll find when we get there.
A whole bunch of tools for free. Matter of fact, can you get 3 chapters out of this book for free?
All right. That sounds good. And that's SimplerWork.com?
Right. Plus all the research that's behind this.
Okay. And don't forget the book is The Simplicity Survival Guide, wherever books are sold. Okay, Bill, look, if I get an email in from one of my sponsors, and if the subject line says blah, 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 I'm still going to read it.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for giving me an opportunity to revisit this. For your listeners, obviously I was playing devil's advocate shock jock there. You're not going to delete you're not going to delete everything the way I just instructed to you. Your listeners, too. Excuse me. The point is, let me come back to the real point of everything, is 1,440 minutes. You never get any more than that. And you just have to be more judicious. If you're paying more attention simply to the emails you get, even if you ignore all the instructions I just gave you, but pay attention more, you're still doing justice to your kids, to your customers, to your friends, because you're deleting one or two or ten emails that you shouldn't have paid attention to. Well, and that in itself has value.
And Bill, you know, as we do more business online and with through email, we need to learn how to learn some best practices like you're talking about, and on how to make sure that this inbound stuff doesn't just eat us alive. And it's not just email, it's people coming in the door, it's the phone calls, it's the voicemail, it's the faxes. We've got to figure out how to sort through all this, otherwise we literally will be ground to a halt, won't we?
Absolutely. And speaking of best practices, if I may give your listeners some ways on the outgoing, when they communicate to others, some things to focus on. There's three words I want everybody to remember. No, as in K-N-O-W, no, feel, do. Every communication you send out to anybody, whether it's email, voicemail, in person, has to communicate what's the one thing I want this person to know or understand or think about when I'm in front of them. How is the communication going to feel, and what's the one thing I want them to do? So how I coach people in the book and in person is I ask them to have on a 3x5 card three sentences before you walk into a meeting and say, here's the one thing I want you to know, here's how this exchange is going to feel, and here's the one thing I want you to do when I'm done. So I coach people on how to think in terms of one sentences, because like it or not, we're in a soundbite world. We have to compete for people's attention. And in competing for attention, when they write emails, I want them to understand they're writing a billboard, not a letter. From the research that I've done, the average person, when you open your email and when you are previewing something, when you're looking at it, you keep your window open to a certain size. How big do you usually open it to?
Well, actually, I may not be a good example because I have very fine resolution on mine. I like a lot of things up on my screen. But you're right.
What size do you open it to?
I use you mean the pixel size?
Yeah. No. The actual window size in inches. How big is your window?
Oh, I'd say it's maybe 5x6 or something like that.
You're not far off. The average person who opens their window, it's to the size of a 3x5 card.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why is that so important, and why is no feels do so important? When you communicate electronically, you have to get across your total message, the most important stuff, in the size of a 3x5 card, which means you're writing a billboard, you're not writing a letter. You have to write in short sentences, no more than 8 to 12 sentences, and you've got to get across those three things that I just talked about within the size of a 3x5 card.
And folks,
I need you to know. Here's how it's going to feel, and here's what I need you to do.
And you know, a billboard only works if you can read it going by at 60 miles an hour. So
exactly.
Bill, we need to come back and talk about some more about this. We need your help in 2004 to add some simplicity to our management stock. Will you come back and do this again?
I would love that, Jim. Thank you.
We'll do it again. Bill Jensen, ladies and gentlemen, the author of The Simplicity Survival Guide. He'll be back. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.